This is Jay Sekulow. The election's complete. The president is Barack Obama. What does it mean for judges and the direction of the country?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
We have just learned that in the state of Ohio, NBC News has projected that President Obama has won the state of Ohio. President Obama has been reelected for a second term.
He did it.
CNN projects that Barack Obama will be reelected president of the United States. He will remain in the White House for another 4 years because we project he will carry the state of Ohio. By carrying Ohio, he wins reelection. The president of the United States defeats Mitt Romney.
Fox News has projected that Barack Obama has won it, and Fox News is projecting that Barack Obama has been reelected as president of the United States, that Mitt Romney's path to the presidency has now been foreclosed with the loss of Ohio.
I just spoke with Governor Romney, and I congratulated him and Paul Ryan on a hard-fought campaign. We may have battled fiercely, but it's only because we love this country deeply.
I have just called President Obama to congratulate him on his victory. His supporters and his campaign also deserve congratulations.
I believe we can seize this future together because we are not as divided as our politics suggests.
I believe in America. I believe in the people of America. And I ran for office because I'm concerned about America. This election is over, but our principles endure. I believe that the principles upon which this nation was founded are the only sure guide to a resurgent economy and to renewed greatness.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. And we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Your reaction to the election of Barack Obama as, again, President of the United States, his reelection. We want to hear what you have to say about that. What does it mean for our country, the direction on the courts, the direction on issues? What about on foreign policy? Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me say this at the outset. We live in a republic, and when you live in a republic and you have the opportunity to vote, elections take place, and we have the smooth transition of government. Here, there will not be much of a transition because, in fact, it is the same person as President Barack Obama, but it will be flawless. And that's the beauty of the American system. You may have disagreed with the results. You may be happy with the results. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is, in the United States of America, transitions of power are smooth. Now, interestingly, and I think this is significant also, it does point to a directional shift for the country and a directional shift within the context of the Republican Party. There was a significant loss in Florida, more significant than I think people realized, in the sense that areas that are conservative along that I-4 corridor, and Will, I think this, let's get the numbers on this, stood, which is a conservative area of the state, Orlando going down to Tampa, cut for President Obama. What did that mean? Probably what it looks like the post-election analysis is that there was a significant Hispanic vote that went with the Democratic Party, which tells the Republican Party, who the Hispanics would be more in line with on the social issues, there's going to have to be outreach. So this is going to be a significant issue, folks. We're going to talk about all of that. But let me tell you what it means for the American Center for Law and Justice. Our fight continues. I said on CBN News yesterday that politics never raised anybody from the dead. And at the end of the day, while we are going to pray for our leaders, we are going to continue to fight. The fight goes on now more than ever. It's going to be difficult. It's going to be challenging. But we are here for that fight. And in fact, we are in the middle or starting a matching challenge campaign at the ACLJ. What that means is that when you donate to the ACLJ, any amount you give is matched. And I want to encourage you to do something. Right after this election, I want to encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ, whether we're going after the various HHS mandates, whether it's defending religious liberty, whether it's defending Israel and its national security, which affects our security interests. We want to make sure we're there on the front lines, and you can help us do that, folks. I want to encourage you to donate. You can go to ACLJ.org, donate online. We get a matching gift for any amount that you donate. So go to ACLJ.org, or you can call in your pledge right now at 1-877-989-2255. Let me encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ this week, ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Help us stay in the fight.
It's a very challenging time. The push to alter the legal and political landscape has never been more intense, putting at risk our Christian beliefs and constitutional freedoms. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ is aggressively countering organizations like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, battling it out in the courts, in Congress, in the public arena. The ACLJ has been called, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. Call now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online, aclj.org. The release of Pastor Youssef Nardacani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org.
All right, folks, I want to play a soundbite here from President Obama last night that sets forth, I think, the tone of where he wants to go. Let's play number 23.
I believe we can build on the progress we've made and continue to fight for new jobs and new opportunity and new security for the middle class. I believe we can keep the promise of our founding, the idea that if you're willing to work hard, it doesn't matter who you are or where you come from or what you look like, or where you love. It doesn't matter whether you're black or white or Hispanic or Asian or Native American or young or old or rich or poor, able, disabled, gay or straight. You can make it here in America if you're willing to try.
So there was the applause and the accolades, and obviously President Obama won the election, and there's no doubt about it, and won by about, won the popular vote too, almost by almost 4%. 2%, excuse me, 2.2%, about 2.2%. Charles Krauthammer had an interesting take on this. I want to play together number 26 and 27.
Obama won, but he's got no mandate. He won by going very small, very negative, and we are left as a country exactly where we started, but a little bit worse off. The Republicans are in control of the House, probably a little bit stronger. They're not going to budge. There's no way in which, after holding out on Obama for 2 years, they're going to cave in. This whole generation who are just a year or two short in their careers from running this time are all going to be in the fray next time. And I think they are the future. And all the soul searching about what ideology we're going to pursue is going to come from them. And I think it'll be a fairly Reaganite and conservative one. I think that the future of the party is quite bright.
And that's an interesting question, Than, on the leadership here. Let me go through a couple of key races, and we'll let people know. Our good friend Ted Cruz won overwhelmingly in Texas, so he is the senator-elect from Texas. Michelle Bachmann, Minnesota 6, won her race as well. Interestingly, in the Montana race, Denny Rayberg, who we worked with, lost to John Tester. Alan West lost to Patrick Murphy. Tim Kaine beat George Allen for Senate from Virginia. Orrin Hatch did win the Utah Senate seat. Mike Pence, another good friend of ours, won the governorship in the state of Indiana. And as did, and this was interesting as well, Pat McCrory, who was the Republican nominee for governor there. North Carolina went as well. North Carolina, the Senate right now is way too close to call, so we'll be monitoring that one. Than, give me your reaction to where you see things right now.
Well, last night for the president, I mean, you mentioned it, Jay. It was a 2.2% difference on the popular vote, but this was a sweep for the president in the swing states. I mean, you talk about Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Florida, Colorado. He won convincingly there, and Jay, I think you touched on it right at the outset. I think you're probably looking at a transformative moment for the Republican Party. I think you're probably looking at a younger candidate next time, someone like Senator Marco Rubio. I mean, there have been this mold in the Republican Party of sort of the next in line. Jay, I don't think it's going to be Speaker Gingrich or Senator Santorum. I think it's going to be somebody more like Marco Rubio and a change towards that demographic.
Yeah,
we'll just have to see.
I agree. I think it is someone like Marco Rubio. It could be a Mike Pence as well. You know, younger. I say younger, he's about my age, 56-year-old leader. Would be governor by then. You've got others coming up too, but it's going to be, I think it's a transformational time and a transitional time. Folks, we're going to take your calls. A lot of them are coming in, and Will, just let me know the order there. And what I want to do is, I do want to encourage you to do something today and tomorrow and Friday in the broadcast. We are asking you to join the ACLJ. And there's no charge for membership, by the way, but any donation you give in any amount, we get a matching grant for. So if you donate $10, of course it's tax deductible, we get $20. We had somebody donate $1,000 yesterday, we get $2,000. It is really important, as I talk with our staff this afternoon, that we stay engaged in this battle, and it's going to be a real battle. I mean, a real battle over the next 4 years, folks. We're going to have Supreme Court vacancies probably. It's going to be a battle. We're ready for it, but that's where you come in, and that's where I need your help. I want you to join the ACLJ today. You'll get our membership package. You'll get our Foundations of Freedom. You'll get access to special email alerts. There's a lot of resources you get. You get our member benefit package as well. So I want to encourage you to go to ACLJ.org or call us right now and say, you know what? I want to become a member of Jay's team. I want to become a member of the ACLJ. You just call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Fan, let's go to the calls.
All right, let's go ahead and go to Susan calling from Colorado on line 5. Susan, you're on the air.
Hi, Susan.
Hi, Jay. Thanks for all you do. I was real disappointed to hear that Colorado did not go with Romney. That I'm one of those people, I've number one been out of work since I got laid off about 2 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
The economy tank here. And I just couldn't understand, because I'm a pro-life American and I just don't see why people can't see the writing on the wall. It's kind of a real discouraging time for the Tea Party down here, because we were there with our Tea Party family last night and we were just really, really.
Yeah, I'll tell you something. This is going to be very interesting. I appreciate you calling in. And listen, Susan, I understand, you know, the difficulty in the economy. And I'm going to hope and pray it gets better. And I hope and pray you find work. But the policies of the president have not worked on that so far. As far as the Tea Party goes, we have a lot of Tea Party support. But I'll tell you something. I think the Tea Party's got to be looking at this, Fan, and retooling. I was talking to Jordan about this last night. It's some of the issues that the Tea Party has run on are not the ones that are resonating with the masses right now. And to get back in the game here, you've got to kind of redefine yourself. And I think that's part of what's going to have to happen.
You've got to reach out to demographics like Hispanics that are growing, Jay. We have not done a good job of that. Governor Romney actually did a good job among independents last night, but you have to look at that demographic component you're talking about. But the one thing I would say to Susan, Jay, you can't be discouraged. We still live in a republic where we're blessed to have a voice in this. And think about what we're going to be facing, Jay.
Yep.
We still have these massive religious liberties intrusions like the HHS mandate, abortion on demand. These are issues that are too important for us to stand down on, no matter the result of any election. We've got to fight on.
You know, Peggy Noonan was on Fox News this morning. And again, folks, many of you are discouraged with the election results. But she put it in perspective. And I think this is after Governor Romney made his concession speech. Here's what Peggy Noonan had to say this morning talking about that number 30.
There's a long tradition of graciousness when our presidential candidates on both sides concede a very hard-fought race. And they concede it in a certain amount of exhaustion, and they obviously you concede with disappointment. Yeah. It's actually a miracle what we do.
You're so right about that. The peaceful transition of power that we witness time after time, I think so many of us take for granted, but it is a uniquely American achievement.
We do live in the greatest country in the world. And this is a transition of power, and we've got to deal with the facts as they exist. This is the facts how they exist, folks. And we're going to have to fight back aggressively in court, in the halls of the legislature. I'm going to be meeting with some of our staff here. We're going to redouble our efforts in some areas. We're going to beef up some areas where we think that there are some issues that could be vulnerable for our country. We're going to fight on those. I'm meeting on Monday with the Deputy Foreign Minister for the State of Israel. There's some serious issues there that we're working on. So, look, I mean, we're going to take this really, really seriously, and we're going to take your concerns seriously as well. Again, I do want to encourage you. I really mean this, folks. So many of you listen to this broadcast, which we really appreciate you signing these petitions, which, look, I mean, it makes the difference. Those UN observers, for instance, I mean, it didn't affect the election any, but most states, they didn't get in, and that was a good thing. We were able to exercise the right kind of constitutional muscle there. But the fact of the matter is, we're going to be looking at this expenditure going to Egypt. We may have to weigh back in on that and fight again on that one. And then you've got just the general issues that we've got to deal with. So I want to encourage you, support the work here at the ACLJ. Become an ACLJ member. Go to aclj.org or simply call 1-877-989-2255. I really encourage you to support the work and become a member of the ACLJ today. aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Who's next?
Let's go to Irene calling from New York on line one. Irene, you're on the air.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, guys. You know, with Romney's great trip to Israel, and there were no Republicans defending him. This was the problem. It was the liberal media attacking Romney every day, 24/7, and Republicans. Benghazi, they never stood with him 8 weeks ago, or even his great trip to Israel, London, and Poland. And people like Peggy Noonan cursing, attacking Romney, George Will, Bill Kristol, Britt Hume, and many others.
Well, look, I mean, a lot of these people are friends of mine, including Governor Romney. Look, the fact of the matter is, Irene, the election's over. You can Monday morning quarterback this all day. It doesn't matter. The election's over. It's not contestable. It's not that close. We have to fight. And we have to fight on the issues. You know, I think Governor Romney ran a good campaign. Barack Obama, President of the United States, ran a good campaign. And the end result is President Obama won. We've got to learn lessons from it demographically, geographically, what it means as the country. And Than, you're going to have you've got Congress coming back Monday. It's going to be the Republicans did hold on to the House. And that's going to be the stopgap here. That's going to make your work up in Washington that much more important.
Yeah, we're hitting the ground immediately, Jay. We're going to meet all of these new folks. We're going to engage in both the House and the Senate, Republicans and Democrats. Listen, Governor Romney said it right. He lost this election, but our principles live on. We're not giving up on those.
No, the principles carry on, and we've got some friends that are now in the United States Senate, some more friends. So go to, again, aclj.org. I encourage you to join the ACLJ, folks. It would really help us today. Of all days, today would be a great day for you to stand with the ACLJ. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with your calls in a moment.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. It's a very challenging time. The push to alter the legal and political landscape has never been more intense, putting at risk our Christian beliefs and constitutional freedoms. Now more than ever, you need the American Center for Law and Justice on your side. At the direction of Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow, the ACLJ is aggressively countering organizations like the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, battling it out in the courts, in Congress, in the public arena. The ACLJ has been called, quote, the leading advocacy group for religious freedom by one of the nation's most influential publications. Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or sign up online aclj.org.
Nation on earth. Thank you, America. God bless you. God bless these United States.
Well, you may disagree with the president's politics. You may disagree with his policies, but we live in a republic and the election's taking place, and we do pray for God's blessing on America to continue. All right, folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Look, we are in a membership drive. Look, some of you are saying, oh, woe is me, the world is caving in. No. We've got to deal with the reality. And the reality is this is the time in the season God has placed us in. And our job is to react to that in a way that is constructive to advance the kingdom and to advance principles. And one of the things that we need to remember is this. Politics never raised anybody from the dead. And that's the reality. Not that it's not important to engage politics. Obviously, we do it. We've got a big operation in Washington. But politics never raised anybody from the dead. So, again, I want to encourage you, become a member of the ACLJ. If you're listening to this broadcast, simply go to aclj.org and say, I want to become a member of the ACLJ. Make an online donation as well. We got a matching challenge. Any amount you give is matched. So, aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. And let's go ahead and go right back to the phones.
Yeah, we're going to Peter calling from Florida on line 5. Peter, you're on the air.
Hi, Peter.
Jay, how are you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, I appreciate what you said in relation to the election is over, which is you're absolutely correct, because I'm a Democrat. But the only thing, I wish most Republicans were like you in terms of accepting the fact, moving on. And bottom line is for all of us to come together because it's a United States. Okay, and I believe we should all lend support and pray for the best.
Well, I think, look, I mean, I'm giving you we live in a republic, and Peter, the fact is, and when you live in a republic, which we're blessed to live in, elections have consequences. I was on the phone this morning with a number of media outlets on Supreme Court nominees, and I said, well, look, here's what happens. The president, under our Constitution, has the authority to nominate and appoint justices to the Supreme Court of the United States and judges to the lower court. That's the way the Constitution's set up. That's what our founders envisioned, and they're correct. Now, the job of the Senate is advice and consent. That's serious, too, and they've got to take their job seriously. But at this point, to try to Monday morning quarterback or look back and say what have, should have, could have, doesn't matter. What matters today is how does the country move forward? And how do the principles, biblical values, principles that we're concerned about, how do we express those and to an administration that may not agree with us oftentimes, like most of the time? So that's going to be the question, and that's going to be the challenge that we find ourselves in. But, folks, that's why we're here. You fight the good fight, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. All right, we're going back to our phones, 1-800-684-3110. Who's next, Dan?
We're going to Donna calling from Idaho on line 4. Donna, you're on the air.
Thank you. I think there was a hint of Obama's plan for America in his acceptance speech. He said we will rise or fall together, and he wants a socialist, communist America, so I think his plan is for us to fall.
Well, here's the question. If you're concerned that first of all, the president of the United States has been elected president, so his policies have to get through the House of Representatives, and then we need to talk about that. The president is not a monarch. He's not a king. He doesn't just get to say, this is what we're going to do, and that's going to be the way it is. It has to get through the legislature, and the Republicans control the House by a wide enough majority that major legislation that is hostile to values that we share will not go through. I think the Republicans should get quickly involved in a form of immigration reform that makes sense for our secure national security, but also gets this issue resolved. Comprehensive immigration reform, and Ted Cruz coming into the United States Senate and Marco Rubio are the likely ones to lead that charge. But the legislature is there, and they're part of the blocking process, if you will. But I do think the president's going to try to use some, executive regulatory matters. We're challenging some of those in courts where we think those are overstated or incorrect. That litigation will continue. But, Fan, I think we need to talk to people about what's at stake and how the House of Representatives plays a key role here, because that's important.
Yeah, and I think the president will try to do an end run around them, like you said, Jay. But listen, the Republicans actually did do pretty good in the House last night. They had a 25-seat majority. They're probably going to lose about five of those seats, which honestly, Jay, after all of the wins in 2010, that's actually pretty good. I actually think it's good enough that I don't think Nancy Pelosi is probably going to run for a leadership position. So you're still going to have divided government. And here's the point, Jay. There's a difference between accepting the result of elections and abandoning your work. We're still going to get up. We're going to get dressed. We're going to hug our family. We are going to go to work. We're not going to stop that. We're going to engage each of the process. And, Jay, we're going to engage both sides of the aisle. We've done that before, and we're going to do it again.
Well, that's exactly right. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones, try to get another call. Folks, we'll be here for another half hour, so keep calling 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Next up is Jay calling from Oklahoma on line 6. Jay, you're on the air.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, how are you, Jay?
Good.
First of all, I want to say to the lady who called from Colorado, I used to live in Denver and feel her pain. I am proud to say that I now live in a state that did not have one single county that was blue. And I think that people are going to have to start deciding where they want to live based on things as such. And as far as the system goes, I mean,
let me address the first one. What you said that you live in a state that didn't have a blue county. Our media center where it's located is a pretty red state. But let me tell you this: reality is, you know what? We've got to be able to make sure our message and policies are reaching across the board, not across the aisle necessarily, but across the board. We have to reach out in that regard. But I didn't want to stop you there, but I think we've got to be realistic. Not everybody's moving to states. Not everybody has the luxury to move to a particular state. We've got to make sure our policies reach across the board. Go ahead, though.
Okay. The other thing, early on when you started your program, you said the beauty of America is the system and elections and being able to elect and all that. And I have to tell you, I'm just sick at my stomach because I don't believe in the courts. I don't believe in much of anything anymore about America. I know you're not going to like to hear that, but
I'm going to cut you off right there. I don't mean to be impolite, but you know what? It's the greatest country in the world. Is it perfect? No. Do I believe in the courts? No, I believe in God. I don't believe in courts, but I believe in respecting the institutions that have been established in our Constitution and try to do the best I can with what condition I find myself in. And that means if I've got an administration that might be hostile to my positions, I need to go and take aggressive action to fight that. And that's what we're going to do with the ACLJ. Folks, we're going to be taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Fan, for this segment, any other comment you want to make on where we go as a movement?
Well, I would just say in response to that last caller, listen, I've been around the world. I understand that we are still blessed to live in the greatest, freest country in the world. Where
Absolutely.
We go as a movement, we've got to stay true to our principles. But, Jay, you're right. For instance, Hispanic demographics, they're pro-life. They're socially conservative. There's no reason that they should be a one-party demographic. We've got to reach out to them for sure.
All right, folks, we're going to end this segment of the broadcast. Taking more of the calls, though, at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let me encourage you right now to go and make a call to make a difference, and that will be to have your voice heard and become part of the team here at the ACLJ. I'm going to send you Foundations of Freedom, where you'll get an ACLJ information kit. Membership is free, but we're in the middle of a matching challenge, which means anything you donate in any amounts tax deductible, we get a matching grant for. So go to ACLJ.org. That's the easiest way to do it. ACLJ.org. You can go ahead and sign on to become a member of the ACLJ and make a donation to the ACLJ, or you can call us at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll be back with more in just a moment.
Now you can make a difference. There's not a better time to stand with the ACLJ than right now. Declare your membership today. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your religious and constitutional freedoms. Make a difference. Join the ACLJ today. Call now 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. 989-2255 or sign up online, aclj.org.